אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם, פרשת...
We're reading Zohar Lam, פרשת אמור, item 270, article called Chag HaSukkot. You can ask questions live on CAP TV, and selected questions related to the studied material will be aired.
מה אני מבקש?
What should we request?
כמו שכתוב על יוסף.
It's written about Yosef that we request for my brother.
270. For 7 days will you sit in the Sukkot. The letter Vav is missing from the word Sukkot because Sukkot hints only at Chesed that all the six clouds are connected to. Therefore, there are 7 days, as it says, and the cloud of the Lord shall come upon them. And it says, and by Amud Anan, you come before them. This is the Anan, the cloud of Aaron Chesed, which is called Yomam. As it says, Yomam, daily will the Creator command His mercy. One Anan Chesed takes with him 5 other clouds, Gvorah, Tiferet, Nehi, and there are 6. And a different cloud takes with it, as it says, that through the pillar of fire at night, the Malchut, it shines to Israel from the illumination of these 6 clouds. 271. You will sit in the Sukkot for 7 days. This precept is to sit in the Sukkah in order to show Israel that are sitting in their faith in the shadow of the Sukkah without fearing the accusations, because the accuser was already separated from them on the day of Kippur through the scapegoat, and everyone who is in faith sits in the Sukkah, as it says. Any citizen of Israel shall sit in the Sukkah. Whoever is in faith and is from the seed and the root of Israel shall sit in the Sukkah. 272. The mitzvah which is after this is to sacrifice on each day of the 7 days of Sukkot, and for this sacrifice to be a part of everything and the happiness of the sons, because the 70 parim are against the 70 sarim of the nations of the world, because they're all cleaved on to the ilan, the zeranpin, and the branches down below which extend to the root of the ilan. All are blessed thanks to the Ilan. And even though that they're useless, they also are blessed. And the happiness of Israel is in their fathers, which is above in the root of the Ilan. And they give part of their blessings to all those, the rest of the nations, who have a grab and a hold onto Israel. 273. And all those sacrifices, the 70 parim, they're in order to give nourishment to the supervisors of the rest of the nations, because as a result of the Creator loving His sons, He wants for all of His ministers to be their lovers. As it says, that whatever the Creator wants, a person's enemies will make peace with it as well. That the forces of above, they return to be lovers to Israel, and all those that are below also.
Here, see. It's a good sentence. Take it.
274. They did not sacrifice to the 70 ministers, but everything the Creator sends and raw and comes closer and hands out food to all the other people and sides, to the ministers of the 70 nations, to enjoy the present of their sons and return and be their lovers, and shall know above and below that there is no nation as the people of Israel that are a part of the Creator. And the glory of the Creator rises ever higher, and all the masses, the higher ones, they open and say, and who, as your people, the people of Israel, are as one non-nation world? 275. So said the Creator, I remember the grace of your youth to follow you in the desert in an unpaved path. This is said about Knesset Yisrael, the Malchut, while it went with Israel in the desert. I keep this mercy, this sense of mercy toward you, and this is the cloud of Aaron Chesed that was in the five previous clouds, and it says about it that Avat Klulotaych, these clouds that have included you, have crowned you and corrected you as the bridegroom to follow me in the desert in an unpaved path because she followed Israel in the desert. 276. At a time that a person sits in the sukkah, which is the shadow of faith, the Shekhinah spreads its wings over him from above, and Avraham, Chesed, and the five righteous, Gvurah, Tiferet, Nehi, make their mishkan with him. Avraham and the five tzaddikim and David HaMelech and Malchut make their mishkan with him. As it says, on Sukkot you will sit for 7 days. It's a hint of Chagat Nehim, and not in the 7 days. As it says, that for 6 days the Creator has created the skies and the earth, and it doesn't say 6 days, that this also hints about the six higher days, Chagat Nehi, which made the firmaments and the land. And man has to rejoice every day with a happy face to those guests, Chagat Neim, that dwell with him. 277. It says, in the Sukkot you will sit for 7 days, and afterwards it says, sat in the Sukkot. Why? At first you shall sit, and afterwards will sit. The first for the guests, Chagat Neim, therefore it says, sit. In present tense, the second is to the nations of the world, therefore it says, will sit, in hidden, concealed language. The first of the guests enters into the sukkah and happily stands at the entrance and says, let's invite the guests. And he blesses and says, for 7 days will you sit in the sukkah. Sit, higher guests, sit, the guests of faith. And raised his hands and was happy about it and said, blessed is our part, blessed is the part of Israel, as it says, because a part is the Creator, and he sat. 278. The written shall sit in concealed language is for the nations of the world, because whoever has a part in the Holy Land sits in the shadow of faith to receive from the guests, to rejoice in this world and the next.
Here we need to try to constantly understand that the whole world is, that each person is a small world, and all the discernments of Israel, the guests, the sons in the house, friends, everything is all in the person, in his desires. And therefore, he is in all of these states. We look for all of these discernments in ourselves, just so there will be no confusion. So please focus within ourselves on what is written.
And we have to gladden the poor because the part of those guests which he has invited to his meal belongs to the poor, and sitting in the shadow of faith and inviting these higher guests, the guests of faith, and does not give them their part in the meal to the poor. All the guests stand next to him, saying, do not fight the evil-eyed bread, and it says that the table that he said is of that and not of the Creator, and it says about him, and Zariti perish upon you, perish of your holidays and not my holidays. Woe unto that person at a time that those guests of faith stand over his table. 279. Abraham, all the days of his life, used to stand on a crossroads to invite guests and to set a table for them. Now, on Sukkot, if we invite him and all the righteous and King David, and we do not give them their part, Abraham sits over the table and says, remove yourself from the tents of these wicked people and all go away. Yitzchak said, "Ubeten reshayim ichsar." Yaakov said, "Pitcha achalta takiena," and all the rest of the righteous, Moshe and Aaron, says that all of the rest of the tables were filled. King David, he completes his dinim and says that it was like the 10 days. Because David asked for the Naval to accept him as a guest. And he didn't want that, sitting in the Sukkah of King David, and therefore King David calls this verse over him that he is a villain. And during these 10 days that David HaMelech, the Malchut, judges the world in the 10 days of repentance, that person that brought him harm is judged more than a villain because he invited him and he does not share his part. And villain did not invite him nonetheless. 281. The Torah did not bother a person to give more than he could. As it says, every person, as much as he can, is the blessing of the Lord that he has given unto you, and person needn't say, I shall eat and satiate, and this to begin with, and whatever is left over, I shall give to the poor. But the beginning of it all is for the guests, and if he gladdens the guests and satiates them, the Creator rejoices with him, and Avraham calls on to him, then shall you pleasure, you will rejoice the Lord. And Yitzchak calls out to him, any kli that comes against you will not succeed, and all those tools, weapons of the king and the wars were given into the hands of David, but Yitzchak says, heroes in the land will be the seed of the generation of the honest, and his righteousness shall stand for him for always.
We understand that I am weak, etc. All these babies and women, all those are the same vessels that we need to correct. Those which have no masach, no screen, and that we have to be concerned about them, and that's why he speaks so nicely about taking all those who are poor and needy, and that's in generality, and all those parts within those that need correction, all those which are less than man, who don't have the force of overcoming. Man from the word giver, overcoming. But those that reveal as poor babies, women, are all those who are in line, in queue to become corrected, and a person always needs to check himself whether he can already treat them. And the treatment of them begins with treatment, support, etc., of these new vessels that reveal, and then they become the strongest vessels of them all, because they all reveal with small aviyut. But what really reveals is a small part of the great aviyut, and as he grows, so then he grows. Because we correct the aviyut from light to heavy. So do not disregard what's written, that from the poor ones comes the Torah.
Be careful from them
will come the Torah. So where it seems like they have nothing, but they are the vessels where once they're corrected, you'll see that that's the greatest kli, and then precisely through them will reveal the Torah. Yes?
281/282/1. Yaakov said, "As ivaka keshar ha'orcha ki ivaka otiot Yaakov." The rest of the righteous say, "V'nachecha Hashem for always, and has satiated you."
Meaning, they're not in the same state as Yaakov in the person.
David said that any kli that comes against you shall not succeed, because he was made governor over all the weapons of the world. Blessed is a person who merited all this, and blessed is the part of the righteous in this world and in the next. And it says about them, "And all are righteous, forever will they inherit the land."
This world or the next world, either we're speaking about the current state and the next state, or we're speaking about the part in order to bestow only, which is chasadim, mercy, bestowal in order to bestow in this world, and the next world is the part of receiving in order to bestow. So it depends how we want to put it, how we divide the kli.
282/2. This mitzvah to take the lulav on that day from those kinds, as the Creator takes Israel on those days and is happy about them. Israel too take the Creator to be their part and are happy about Him. And this is the lulav and its kinds, the form of Adam, the seven sefirot of Chagat Nehim, because the three hadasim against Chagat, the two aravot are against Netzach and Hod, lulav, yesod, etrog, malchut. 283, tzelem and dmut. And you have taken for yourself on the first day pri etz adar and kapot marim.
Let's care a little that everyone will be in intentions, that each and every one of us will want all of the friends to be aimed.
And anaf etzavot and arvei nachal, as it says, anyone who is called by my name and has was created for me, I have created him and made him. All that is called by my name is Adam, that the Creator has created by his name, as it says, "And the Creator created man in his own image and called him by his name at a time that he delivered the truth and deen in the world, and is called Elohim in the Torah, as it says, Elohim lo tekalel." 284. Called him by his name, as it says, "And the Creator created man in his own image," and it says, "We shall make man in our own image," as it says in the Zivug of the Zaranpin and the Malchut. And so in the Zivug of both of them is in the Tzelem and in the image, because Tzelem is from the Zaranpin, and Dmut is the Malchut, and Adam from Zachar and Nukva came from the Zaranpin and the Malchut. 285. And the Creator created man in his own image at a time that there is a coupling below. The Creator sends one form as the partsuf of the Adam, and it says, and it is engraved in the Tzelem, and it is over that Zivug. And were there given permission to the eye to see, then man would see over his head one tzelem, and it says, as the partsuf of Adam, and on that tzelem, man was created. And as long as he does not stand on his head the tzelem that he has sent on to his master, it is found that man was not created there, as it says, "And Elohim had created man in his own image." 286. That tzelem, until it came out to the world, it grows and goes, And as it says about that Tselem, only in Tselem will man walk, and that Tselem comes from above. 287.
So I'm continuing to be concerned about this single intention for everyone.
At a time that those winds come out from their place, every such wind is corrected by the Holy King in a respected correction in the Paltzuf that exists in this world, and from that form and correction, which are appreciated, comes the Tselem. The Tselem is the clothing for the Ruach of man that extends with this Ruach, which are like light and clean. And the Tselem is third to the Ruach, the third discernment, because Ruach is first, Nefesh second, Tselem third, and proceeds to come to this world at a time that we find a zivug, and there is no zivug in the world that will not, there will not be a tselem inside it, but Israel, who are holy, the holy tselem is in them from a holy place, and in the Akum, their tselem is from bad sorts, from the side of tum'ah, impurity. Therefore, a person needn't mix his tselem with the tselem of Akum, because this is holy and this is impure.
That's how the person is divided. There are the parts which are corrected, which control. So when they're controlling, he feels himself whole with the Creator, and with the parts that are still not in that, so as such, he feels the opposite, and it's worthwhile differentiating constantly between them and distancing between the corrected parts and the uncorrected parts. If we're speaking in word, in terms and of this world, so there's as if disrespect for Israel, the nations of the from the world, nations of the world, but we have to understand that we're speaking about each and every person. Yes. Okay, let's go to questions a bit.
Eddie from New York is asking, while reading the Zohar, I'm thinking about dissemination all the time, the upcoming Congress, and it's very hard to focus on the direction that you're giving. Am I not missing out as a result?
Yes and no. I understand the person if he's drenched in that, where he... where this work is also good. But in any case, even if I give intentions and prayer which are not precisely together with him, so then it's worthwhile being in mutual intentions. It's worthwhile being together. Yes?
And Adam from the Jerusalem group is asking, when I try to search for these states myself, it causes me to forget about the friends. What should I do?
That's clear. We need to try. What can you do? That also depends on how much the friends think about everyone. If I... an individual is not a kli, a vessel. I'm concerned about the connection, and connection can only be with the Creator. That is the order, the prayer of the many, as we say. So initially we connect, and then we connect ourselves to correction, to the Creator. Therefore, even though you have something higher, greater in yourself, no, that says don't distance yourself from the public, but be incorporated with that. Why? Because a collective kli is stronger than an individual kli that is righteous.
Timur from Istanbul is asking, can the Zohar balance our corporeal desires in favor of bestowal?
The Zohar is the upper light if the person reads it correctly, if a person has deficiencies and wants the book to help him. This book in and of itself is just a piece of paper that was printed in China and they brought it to publish all kinds of people, etc. But whoever wrote the book, he is the Kabbalist. And therefore, a person connects to the topic of the book. The book itself is unimportant, but the topic of the book. And he wants to come to the same intensity and the quality that the person had when he wrote it. He wants to reach the source. Even though they lack here words and letters, and even though there are some kind of confusions between... Let's say we found the Zohar. We found small parts from the Zohar. The Zohar in its entirety, compared to what we have, it's like 15% what we have now. So we have, all in all, this part of the interpretation of the Torah. And a big part of the interpretation of the Torah has disappeared. Other than the Zohar, there were the interpretations on the Nevi'im, the prophets, and the Ketuvim, the authors. So you see, there's this whole library. That's what they wrote, a whole library. And we don't have that. It seems that we don't need that. So I need to connect with the author. That is called reading the Zohar. Therefore, it doesn't matter that where, in what language you understand it. The question is whether I want to connect to that same force of the Zohar, that is that light, Ziyara al-Ila'a, the world of Atzilut.
Draven from Colombia is asking, how do we know that a person is poor?
Poor means my desires that want to become corrected and they still don't have a screen. They still don't have a force. It is the force of payment, how much I can pay. I still don't have that payment and therefore I am called poor. Yes. Microphone.
What is the difference between hearing from the Rav or the Kabbalist himself and reading in a book? Or hearing from the book?
It's better from the two. It's worse than... just from one in and of itself. One is never good. A person is always under his desires. I'm speaking about a person who is searching on the path. Not a person who's learning with the Creator, but a person who's learning with himself. Therefore, it's not worthwhile to be alone. To learn alone. It doesn't add much. It adds knowledge. A person might be able to go and study Talmud HaSefirot nicely, and also the articles, the letters, but he won't know the inner interpretation if he learns alone. He won't get deep in that. The moment he starts studying with someone, suddenly there are all kinds of thoughts and desires, and he gets confused, and suddenly he feels uncomfortable within. He already starts having all these other approaches to the material.
I'll focus my question. Suppose now we listen to Rav in real time, or we read it from a book. What's the difference?
Now, the question is, if you're reading in the book, so you're reading in the book. If you listen from me, then you get something from me. A part you understand, another part you feel, another part doesn't even enter you. And afterwards, it will reveal. And that's already connection between the souls. That's a connection where one transfers to the other. It's not that you alone are disconnected from the vessel. Here, if you listen, then you are connected in some form, in as much as you have adhesion to the system.
And through the exertion, studying in the book, can you find the connection between the souls?
No. The book itself is nothing.
I mean, in the studying from the book itself.
in the study of the book, it all depends on the intentions. Let's go to the next part.